So amongst other things, the Gemara on Chafav is one of the sources when we talk about Teren Kriya on Makom Migdash. The Gemara here tells us that for those things we tear Kriya. Another thing that warrants Teren Kriya, and I should mention not just Teren Kriya, but the Gemara says, Ilu Kran She'ein Misachin, you're tearing Kriya in a way that you don't repair it afterwards. So one of the other things is Al Birchas Hashem. That's someone who blasphemes the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first Tosos over here, Birchas Hashem Minolan, so Tosos wants to know, is a blasphemer, is this only an issue in terms of Teren Kriya when the blasphemer is a Jew, or also if the person is a non-Jew? So Tosos says, V'Birchas Hashem Denachrim Pligi Hachav Yishami. There's a Machlokas in Yishami over here, whether one must tear Kriya of hearing a Nachri curse Hashem. Istami Rav Shaka Yisrael Mumar Hava Aval Nachri Lo. So some say that Rav Shaka was an Yisrael Mumar, but he, and you have to tear Kriya, he wasn't a Nachri, so for a Nachri you would not have to tear Kriya. Vista Amri Nachri Ava, and some say that he was a Nachri, and therefore that would prove that you do tear Kriya upon hearing a Nachri curse Hashem. But Parak Arba Misos, Nami Pligi Ba, Visha Shalanu, Vishami Hava, Reish Lakish Korea Birchas Hashem. And also it's brought down in Yushami, I'm sorry, in Sanhedrin, in Bavli, a similar argument. And over here, in the Yushami says that Reish Lakish would tear Kriya upon hearing a Nachri curse Hashem. The next Tosfos, V'achad Hashemeya Mipi Hashomim, right? So we have this law over here that it's say you have two witnesses who hear the person curse Hashem, so they're going to tear Kriya on the spot when they hear that curse said, but then they're going to bring them to court and they're going to have to testify what happened, and the judges of the court will hear it, and then they have to tear Kriya, even though it's secondhand. That's what the Gemara tells us. So Toso says, Perish, Petosos Kagon Mena Edim Shomrimze. Right, so you hear it from the witnesses who say this. They have to repeat what curse was said. Vimhu Omer Yake Yoses Yosi in Koran Alze, Vachin Masha Perk Dal Misos. But if the person, the person who's accused of blaspheming Hashem, or I guess the witnesses who are reenacting it, say Yosi should strike Yosi. Obviously, as a substitute or a euphemism for saying Hashem, they just use someone else's name, so then they would not tear for that, because you're not actually hearing the cursing of Hashem's name. The Gemara then presents us with a terrible story, really, with Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim is criticized very strongly by Yirmiyah, and Yehoyakim ends up burning the Sefer Torah. So what happens is, it says in the Gemara, Miyad Kader Koach Skaros Shabbat V'Sarfan Beish. He cut out the names of Hashem and burned that. So, but if you look at the actual psukim, it doesn't sound that way. So Tosos asks, the Ramasal Kader Koach Skaros Teimav Hadi Dikra Bisaar Hasofer Mashma Kol Megillah. If you look at the words Yikra, that he tore it, that it sounds like he tore up the entire Megillah, the entire scroll, not just where Hashem's name was present. Yerushalmi Lo Garsina Haskaros, and the Yerushalmi does not have the text as Askaros, which would even strengthen this question further.